This is the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. Here are your hosts, Mike Herzing and Dr. Lisa Liao.
Welcome, everybody, to the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm Mike Herzing. This show is brought to you from the Meridian Health Institute, located right here in Sugar Land, Texas. And with this staff, it's always a great day here. Matter of fact, we're going to talk about the staff and the Institute today. I think it's something that's really appropriate. I think we need to let
Absolutely.
People know how cool this is. Now, the Everyday Health Hacker is the brainchild of this wonderful lady right here, my great friend, Dr. Lisa Liao. She is the chief medical officer and head honcho and mom for everybody here.
It's all about nurturing. That's what we're here for.
It is. It is. And let's get started because, you know, last week we talked about the immune systems and all the other things. We've all gone through the stuff, but we never have really focused on where we're coming from and where we are and who you are and things like that. So let's talk about it.
So okay? Meridian Health Institute, who we are and why we are. And I think it comes from very much, you know, I think that everyone that is here, we've been together for, you know, I think our youngest person here that has been here at Meridian has been here 25 years, and that's me. Everybody else I've inherited. So, which is really lovely to say that after 42 years of a practice that we've all stayed together and we're family, very much family, because we have truly a calling and a vocation to serve others and to be a resource of health, wellness, and any resource that people need. It could be spiritual, mindfulness, or it could be physical, medical, and dental. So we're here to serve, and our why is that truly, this is the one thing that I wanted to do since I was a child. And when I say that, you know, you go back with pictures, especially, you know, recently with my father passing away, you go through pictures and you say, oh my gosh, and you're 2 years old and you're already playing with stethoscopes. It was really a calling that God has really brought us all together. And we want to share the word. We want to share that health is available and that we can recover and restore wherever we are. And so wherever you want to start, whether it is getting rid of migraine headaches and brightening your smile, or if you're having headaches and crooked teeth, it's a medical dental facility because it's not just about the equilibration of your bite. Sometimes anxiety causes people to brux. So that's where the medical dental was born because it's a medical dental component. Every dental project and patient has a medical component and vice versa. So we're here to take care of the whole person, to nurture them so that they can be their best self.
Kind of like the ringing in my ears, my tinnitus, which won't go away, but we're working on it because of my
Because you are now wearing a splint, which will help you to do that and to let go of the stress and to learn the mindfulness and practice mindfulness. I had a patient this morning and she's like, it worked, it worked. And I'm like, sweetheart, what worked, what worked? And she goes, this morning I woke up, I had a panic attack, and she's a single mom, she's doing a lot, she's working from home. And she goes, I took a walk. And after 15 minutes, I was able to be back to myself. And I really just listened to my attitude of gratitude and just went walking. And I just said everything that I'm grateful for. And that is mindfulness practice. Yeah. And that's part of what we do is the spiritual component, the mindfulness, as well as the physical mental component here at Meridian.
Okay. So but I mean, it's really, I know that if your teeth are messed up, you're never going to feel right. If you've got dental problems, it just destroys your health.
All disease starts in the mouth. And we have seen subjects and subjects and peer reviews over and over that shows that. And so that's one of the things that I always share with people. And we have some great resources, which you can go to Everyday Health Hacker or MeridianHealthInstitute.com, and we will share those resources with you. And I'll put some of them as a link onto the show notes for today, because people will say, what do you mean, doc, all disease starts in the mouth? You know, we can see through biomarkers where we can check for oral cancer from diabetes, hypertension. We can first see that because your gums are bleeding, or you've got broken teeth because you've lost the calcium elements of your body. So a lot of things we see first. And the beautiful thing about dentistry is that it was built upon wellness first. And so I always share with people, why are you scared to go to the dentist? Come see us, because I want to build a relationship with you so that you feel comfortable to come in and visit every part that we have here, from medical, dental, aesthetics, regenerative medicine, so that you can be your very best.
You know, you're right. But I mean, there's a gazillion doctor's offices and there's dentist's offices, but you're the only one I know of that's both.
Yes.
And I know that it's so cool. And I know your husband is the world famous and doctor, dentist, and things like that. And you are right there with him. But it's just so cool that you did this way, and it works.
And this is a dream that he had. And if you look at his notes...
No, I think you're the dream that he had.
Well, yeah. Thank you so much. We'll remind him that later. And one of the things that, you know, when I first met him, he would show me these copious notes that he was very much a group of... Actually, he was taught out of the group of Mercer. And if many of you are familiar with maybe Zig Ziglar, Tony Robbins, things like that, Mercer was one of those first people out there, mm-hmm. 42-plus years ago. And back then, you paid a sum, you did exactly what they said, and you grew your practice, or you walked away. And it's always been a word-of-mouth referral practice. And with the digital and social media age, it really changed the dynamics when COVID came, because we didn't have a podcast at that time.
Right.
And this is a way that people were sharing. It's like, how do we let people know that you exist because you've helped me? And we want to utilize this platform as a tool to share with people. And they can also ask questions to us, whether they do it through a direct message, an email at info@everydayhealthhackers, or info@everydayhealthhacker. I'll find you on both. And we will help you to find where you need to go. And it might be something where somebody does need a surgeon. We have vetted people that we work with all across not just the nation, but the world. So it's an international practice, and we're here to help you where you are so that you can live your very best life. And we want to build a relationship, be nurturing and caring. I want to know your entire family. I want to know all your fur children, because that way we become a family of patients and a family of Meridian. And that's who we are. We're family.
Well, it's same thing. The staff here, everybody's here like a rock star, and they're all awesome. And they always
all are talented.
110%.
Yes.
And it's so cool that it's like a family, because nobody really wants to leave, and they have a good time. And yeah, you work hard, but at the end of the day, they're still smiling.
And if you're not smiling, and if you don't hear laughter here at the office, well, then, you know, it's time to take a break and get out of here, because that's when Denali has already left the door,
yeah,
too.
When the dog is
Dr. Denali is
Denali's
awesome.
Left the store.
She keeps us all smiling.
But people come across. I live 25 miles away, and I've been here forever, been coming here. And, you know, my family, everybody mm-hmm. else, everybody I send over here, they love it. Every, mm-hmm. you know, to a person, everybody is so happy with what you do.
Thank you. Thank you.
I see, you know, you're all in there with all of these famous people that come in here, and we're talking from around the world, okay? I mean, this is not, most people won't go 3 miles to go to the dentist or the doctor. They want to find somebody, whether it's a doc in the box in a Walgreens or something, and here you are.
What makes us different?
Bringing people over here. What makes you different?
What makes us different is that we really want to know you. We care about you. We want to know your entire story. We are good listeners, and we will listen, and we will advise, and we will share the best advice that we have from years of science, and also from years of just clinical practice and years of living. And all of those combined, I think, is what makes family medicine, as well as general and reconstructive dentistry, is that it's about listening to that person. Because, you know, when you're in medical school, they'll always share with you that the patient basically can tell you everything that's happening to them, and they
right.
can pretty much diagnose themselves. And now with Dr. Google, they're coming in with some really crazy diagnoses. So we're here to help to do that. And so my patients are not patients that I would say are just come for a sore throat. However, we do take care of that. A lot of them are very complicated cases, and other doctors honestly don't want to see those types of patients. So one of our top referrers are other doctors, and then people find us from talking to a lot of our other patients and that who have had good results, or maybe you've read one of our books. Mm-hmm. We have two books that are out there. They can be found on Amazon, Barnes and Noble. But it's just about finding somebody that if you're suffering in pain, or you have been going through a chronic condition and you just don't have the answers, give us a call, because we want to help you to discover and have not go back to the history that you were going through and not have a diagnosis, but work through where you are and come through. Because you have to remember, when I was here 25 years ago, I first came in a yellow canary scooter that went 15 miles an hour. I did not walk. I was 204 pounds. So yes, I'm one of the examples of what it is to practice how we practice. Because we live it, and we also want to share it, and we want to teach it as well.
Well, you know, it's great. I remember just like I was had a dental problem, and I didn't even think about using you guys. And then I was like, I needed a root canal. My dentist goes, you need to go get a root canal. Well, you need to pull this, and it's in the jaw. It's going to be really difficult. You have to go to an oral surgeon. It's got to, you know. And it was like, and I come here, and Dr. Folds, Duncan says, let me fix that. You don't need to do that. And I ended up not getting a root canal, not having to do that stuff. Took a little bit more time, and he worked on it. My gums were better. It was just, and then I started feeling better. And it's like, wow.
Because when you get the bacteria out of your mouth, you get right. the bacteria out of your body. And a lot of people don't know that, you know, an abscessed tooth can go to the heart, and people can actually end up in the hospital critically. And some of them may not even walk out of the hospital. It's serious. Your dental health is very important. And the difference between dentistry and what I call reconstructive dentistry is that we're here to save your teeth, and we don't want to have to be at a place where you've ground down all of your teeth because you have so much anxiety. We've had many attorneys that come in and they're 35 years old and they have half of their enamel missing. So that's a dual process. It's rebuilding their bite mm-hmm. so that they can smile at the judge when they're talking to them. And number two, it's having the medical team help them with their anxiety. So it's a dual process. And that's what we do with all of our patients. Whatever their needs, blood pressure, diabetes, chronic pain, we're working together to find the scenarios that work best for the individual. And it can be simple as a nutritional plan.
You know, it's funny, years ago, we're talking 30 years ago, I had chronic sinus infections, chronic sinus. So I went to the ear, nose, and throat guy. He goes, oh, we've got to do this, and we need to redid my nose and all the sinus drains and everything. And I kept getting sinus infections.
Because it was your dental.
It was a speck of bacteria at one of my teeth that go in here to the sinus passages. And as soon as they fixed that, no more sinus infection.
Right.
And I went through all this surgery and stuff like that.
And here in South.
Not for nothing.
I'd like to believe that everything that we go through, there's an end result.
I don't snore now.
And your spouse always appreciates yes, when you're not snoring. And number two is that if you're having a metal taste in your mouth, if you're having a taste that feels like bacteria, that you have a chronic sinus drainage, it may be coming from your nose, your teeth, your throat. It could be coming from your belly. That's what we're here to do,
right.
is to find out and put everything together so that we are the hub. And for those, when I talked about the complicated patients, you know, some of these patients are seeing 5, 6, 7, 9, 10 doctors, and a lot of them are not communicating with each other.
Oh, I know.
And that causes problems because one doctor's giving blood pressure medication to lower it. Another one's giving blood pressure medication for the opposite effect. And so now you're having all these interactions. And as what we do as a hub is that we're engaged with all of the doctors so that we're all discussing what needs to be done so that we have a clear path and a clear goal of accomplishment.
Because a lot of times one doctor can give you something to treat a neurological problem, but it may end up causing another problem
Correct.
That you have to flare up. Or medicine may counteract this medicine, and you're done.
The key is actually reducing medications. And
right.
I love reducing yes. medications.
Yeah.
We want to get you to as many all-natural vitamins and supplements as possible. And when we can reduce medications, we want to. I mean, I've had patients come in with 25, 56 medications. And every week, you know, we just put a plan together to start reducing. And it's a graduation. You
yeah.
know, it truly is.
Yeah.
But you come in with a report card and you're doing better. That's the excitement, and that's why we do what we do, is because the person feels better, and that makes us happy.
Well, you know, but you also do more than what you do. I mean, you guys do give back to the community
yes.
all the time.
Yes.
And it's not just about we're on our own little cocoon and you're here and nobody else. Yeah, we'll help our patients, but that's all we do.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are always doing something for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, during COVID, one of the launches that we did was that we were available 24/7. So all you had to do was know our phone number, and we would figure out a way to get you taken care of. And we're very proud to say that we didn't have one patient go into the hospital because we were available. We also took time when it hit the entire nation, and I became certified in 11 other states where I would do telemedicine. So I was pretty much on 24/7. And I remember, you know, these are 14, 16, 18 days. But I also know that there's many of my colleagues that were in the midst of it, saving people's lives. And I wanted to be the one to help prevent people from being in the
right.
hospital. And that's what we're all about. You know, we are about prevention. So it, no matter what your need is, from simple to very serious, we want to be there to help you get you to where you want to be.
You know, I mean, I've had you tell me, hey, by the way, we've got a nasty flu season, a nasty season coming up. Let's boost your immune system.
Let's boost the immune system.
And we'll do this. So we're doing this in advance.
Yes.
And that is so cool.
And one of the things I always encourage is ask us as the doctors, what do we take for our immune system?
Yeah.
Because we have a little packet that we give out, and we'd love to share that with you. And you can DM me on Instagram at Everyday Health Hacker, or just give us a call, and we'll send it out to you via email.
All right. Now, we're going to talk about telemedicine next week.
All right, talk about telemedicine.
That's going to be great because I'm really interested on how that is. And folks, once again, if you have a topic you want us to tackle,
yes.
info@everydayhealthhacker.com, and this lady right here will promise you she'll take care of it.
She'll take great care of you because you are family to us.
She answers every email, I tell you what, and that's it. That was fun today.
Yeah, awesome. And we hope that you will like, subscribe, and give us a comment, and subscribe on your favorite platform. Have a blessed day.
Yes. So folks, on behalf of Dr. Lisa Liao, the great staff here at the Meridian Health Institute, our producer Jack McCraw, and myself, I want to thank everybody for listening. I hope you subscribe, and I hope you have a great day, too.
Have a blessed one.